All right, Bison Track and Field in Gothenburg. Coach Dutch Dorn invite. Didn't disappoint. A lot of good teams on hand. He had some good performances. Boy, Josiah Wilkinson comes out and a couple of great races, some relays. Yeah, you'd always like to finish a little bit higher in the team standings, but still had some good performances, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, I thought we had some very good performances. You know, I thought Osney Barber also had a good day. You know, you talked about Josiah. You know, Josiah had a very outstanding day, I thought. You know, ran 200 this year for the first time. Actually cracked our top 10. I think he was 22.47, which is really a nice time for his, you know, he hasn't ran the 200 very much. And we'll just have to see how that plays out as, you know, time progresses. You know, he's one of the state leaders now in the 200, the 400, and the 800. You know, he's ran the 159. He's only ran the 800 twice. So, you know, I'm sure we'll visit that again. You know, his 400 yesterday was, I thought, pretty incredible. He ran 49.47. I think he ran the beat the meet record yesterday. It was a little breezy. The temperature was pretty nice. But, you know, I thought, overall, I thought he had a pretty outstanding day. I thought our kids competed really well yesterday.
No question. This seeing the likes of Sydney for the first time, and I know Scott's Bluff was there for the first. You had a chance to see the Bearcats for the first time. Your conference teams, Cozad and Minden, and teams like that. Gothenburg are really solid this year, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, Cozad has a really good team. You know, they have sprinters, they have vaulters, they have throwers, they have jumpers. You know, they have a nice mix of kids. We knew that coming into the year, because last year they had those same kids. They were just a little younger. We were able to battle them off a little bit last year. This year, they're a year older, a year stronger. And that's what boys need to keep in mind is that, you know, it just takes a little time to develop. We're competing a lot of younger kids, and it just takes a little bit of time to get back in to get into that groove. You know, it takes a little development. But, you know, our conference is loaded with a lot of good teams. We have, like you said, Cozad. Gothenburg has a very good team. They have some kids, some really good distance kids, some kids that throw well. It's just a well-rounded team. And then, Sydney was in the mix, and Sydney's just full of speed right now. They have some very good sprinters, jumpers. They have a 6'5 high jumper, and I think another young man is 6'2". So, it's going to be a battle come district day. You know, you throw Chase County in the mix, and, you know, if you're not jumping 22-foot in a long jump again, you're probably not being one of the top three. So it's going to be, you know, just a battle as we go throughout the rest of the year.
I noticed you had a lot of PRs. I see Beck and Mosier and the vault was 12 feet, and Grady Lenz and the throws had a PR. So some of those younger kids are coming up, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, and that's exactly what we're talking about. You know, those young guys just got to keep battling. I thought our vaulter just they had really a nice day. Beckett Mosier, you talked about him a second. He's just a sophomore. Last year it was his first year on the track, and really his first few weeks were a pretty big struggle just even to really get onto the pit. And yesterday jumps 12 feet. Jackson Hartwell also is a freshman yesterday, also jumped 12 foot for us. So, you know, we've got a couple of young guys in the vaults that are jumping real well, and that's pretty exciting. And, you know, Grady Lentz, you know, you talk about him, I know that he works really hard at the throws, and, you know, he's a sophomore. It just takes a little bit for that to pay off, and he's starting to turn into a young man, starting to get bigger and a little stronger, and that's what it takes to be a thrower. Most of those guys in throws aren't freshmen and sophomores and setting new records, but as they get a little older, they tend to throw a lot better.
See your jumpers. Oliver had Corbin had a PR once again, a long jump. He'll get to the 20-foot barrier, and Miles, I think, had a season mark as well. So, again, those jumpers as well in those field events coming along for you.
Yep, those guys are just coming along for us. They're both juniors. You know, Miles, I know gets a little frustrated at times with his performances. That you know, every meet you're not going to have PRs, but it's really nice when you do. He had a PR yesterday in the 200, which is nice to see for Miles. You know, Oliver just continues to get bigger and stronger. You know, last year he was out for track. I think it was his first year out for track last year. Had some nice marks, but this year he's gotten a lot stronger and is setting some a lot better marks. You know, his long jump, he was in the 19s yesterday, which was nice to see for him. He's just figuring that event out. So, you know, good things are coming for those two young men also. So it's always exciting.
Coach, you got the Bader Invitational coming up next week at Lexington. Always a fun meet to go to if the weather's nice. And there's been more times than now it's the wind blows like a hurricane-type winds there in the past. But hopefully nice weather, and that's always a quality meet.
Yep. You know, there's usually a lot of teams there. And the Kansas Relays are going on this weekend. So usually we lose some quality athletes from Nebraska that go down to Kansas. To the Kansas Relays, but the relays will be over. Those kids, you know, should be back, and we're going to see a lot of good competition, you know, up at Lex. It's always been a very good meet. I don't think it'll be any different this year. Just going to see some great quality of athlete and get some good marks. It's a non-team scored, so you can kind of hold back on some of your kids, and if they want to, you know, focus on one or two events, it's kind of nice you can let them do that, just so you can get some good marks and compete against some great people.
It's another busy week of track. You got that one. Before that, you take some of your reserves over to Hitchcock County on Wednesday for that. And the day before that, you got a big junior high meet here in McCook. So that track, you guys got another monster week, don't you?
Yeah, it's going to be another very busy week for us. You know, of course, we're going to practice Monday at normal time, 3:45. Anybody listening, they can you know, tune on to that for our track boys, 3:45 Monday. Yeah, but we will have a meet, junior high meet. We get to help out with that on Tuesday, and then turn around Wednesday. Our JVs go over to Hitchcock County, and then, you know, we also have district music going on next week, and then we also have the, I'm sure there's tennis in there somewhere, golf in there somewhere, so it's going to be a very busy week at the McCook High School this coming week, and then we turn around and hit Friday for Don Bader. So it'll be a busy week. Spring's kind of wrapping up. It's just coming to a sprint at the end here.
Yep, and it's always kind of a nice weekend, Easter weekend, to kind of recharge the batteries a little bit, spend some time with the family, and then get ready for the stretch run coming up.
That's very true. You know, we're coming into the later part of our season, you know. We have Lex, and then it's, you know, Southwest Conference with squeeze the best of the Midwest in there, and then it's district day. So won't be long, and we'll be at the districts and then on the state. So it's going to wrap up quick.